He's driving me crazy. He's so sweet and sexy. He's taken care of himself while he was in prison. His muscles are ripped and can clearly be seen through his tight t-shirt. I would love nothing more than to run my hands up and down his body. Then I realize why he's here, how he got here, and it's an instant turnoff. He is a friend of my dad's, the man who hasn't done a thing for me for my entire life. He was never present while I was growing up. He'd drop in when it suited him. He didn't care about us. If he did, he would have been there when I truly needed him. I'm dying to see what Trent's tattoos are. I've caught sight of a few, but haven't really been able to make them out. I'm guessing he has complete sleeves, along with some on his chest, as part of one was peeking out from under his collar. Introducing Trent to the tenants has gone a lot easier than I thought it would. Everyone has been really welcoming, and Trent has been really polite and sweet to all the tenants. When I told them all that he was coming, it didn't go down well. In fact, a few threatened to walk out, especially as I knew nothing about Trent except for what my dad told me, and let's face it, you can't take anything he says as gospel. Ricardo, being Ricardo, didn't even hesitate to find out who Trent was. I lied to him when I said I didn't know why he was inside. I did. He ran a background check on him and informed me of what had gone down. Finding out that he was sticking up for his sister makes what he did tolerable. However, he needs to learn to control his anger, and until I know that he can, I'll be keeping my eye on him. Right now, I don't trust him. Then again, I don't trust many people, and that includes Rick. Ricardo also eased the tenants. He told them that Trent wasn't a serial killer or a rapist, and assured them that he would be around to keep an eye on him. Yes, I listened to my dad and went off that, but from what I have found out and spending the past few hours with him, I was right in agreeing to have him stay here. I hope that it works out because he has no one. It's been years since I've seen any member of my family, and it hurts. It kills me that my family is only 50 minutes away, but I'm not able to see them. As we reach the very top of the complex, I glance at Trent. He seems to be more relaxed than he had been, and it's probably down to the reception he's received. However, his biggest test is going to come with the tenants of these two apartments, Ricardo and Maggie. They're both stronger than anyone I have ever met, and both love me fiercely, even though I've kept them at arm's length. They've been here for years, Maggie since I took ownership, and Ricardo a couple of months later. They've helped me get this place in tip-top shape and have helped whenever I have needed it. Not that I've ever asked for help. It's something I pride myself of not doing. Needing people is something that only ends in heartache. I've needed my parents, and look where that's gotten me. After knocking on their apartment doors, I wait for Rick and Mags to come out and meet Trent. My stomach is in knots. Even though I've kept them at arm's length, I still value their opinions. Maggie is the first to exit her apartment. Michelle! She gives me a smile, one in which I return. She turns to Trent. You must be Mr. Lawrence. I'm Miss Whitley. She reaches out and shakes his hand. As soon as she withdraws it, she turns around and walks back into her apartment. Rick has heard everything Maggie said, as he's been standing there the whole time. He opened his door as soon as Mag started speaking. I'm Ricardo Montoya, but you can call me Detective Montoya. I usually fix things myself if anything goes wrong, so I doubt I'll need your help. It's nice meeting you, Mr. Lawrence. Just like Mags did, Rick turns and walks back into his apartment. Come on, I'll show you to your apartment. No doubt you'll want a shower and maybe get some food. I filled his fridge, knowing that he wouldn't have money to get food. I bought things that I thought most men would like. Pasta, rice, meat, and veggies. I bought enough of those staple foods that he wouldn't go hungry and he'd survive for a few weeks or until I can go shopping again.